Is that for me?
Hello.
Hi, Lakshman.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, how are
your,
you?
Your phone system is acting up. Something is not right.
Yes.
It doesn't let you transfer calls. Yep.
No, it's well aware of that.
Okay.
No, I know. It's very frustrating. Well, at least I got a hold of you. That's good. So, do you have a few minutes?
Of course. Go ahead.
Okay. Perfect. So, I have a few different options for you here, and, you know, we can see if it's going to work for you or not. If you want to see something different, we can play around with the numbers. But we have a few different options, and it looks like you're working with another broker. We're working with a broker because they sent us the approval. The approval just came back to us. So it's for, I'm sure you're familiar with this, a $500,000 approval over 15 months.
Okay.
Were you offered that?
We've been offered from like 5-6 different people. They're just trying to find out which is going to work for us.
Oh, okay. Well, no, because
obviously, we're not going to, you know, you can't be saying yes to 10 different people. That doesn't work. You're going to work with one company.
Yeah. No, because I know you said you didn't want to work with some brokers or whatnot. So,
no, we are not, like for example, you know, our platform is through QuickBooks. Even QuickBooks is willing to give us money through their financing arm. Mm-hmm. But we didn't take it.
Yeah.
But anyway, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, I've given you all the paperwork, so I'm trying to figure
right.
out, you know, what you guys came back with.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a few options, but I just want to let you know because we already had it approved and then someone tried to approve it through our, you know, same bank. So we see that you've been approved $500,000 over a 15-month term. And so I was just curious what they were giving you in terms of the payment for the daily payment. Because it shows here they were offering.
We haven't.
Oh, no, it was an approval that was issued to you by a different broker.
Okay.
Did that sound familiar, though, that approval?
We got an approval through QuickBooks.
Through QuickBooks? Yeah, this wouldn't be through QuickBooks. It would be an unsecured working capital loan.
Okay.
Anyways, so regardless, we have that same approval, but I have another option I wanted to give you. And I'll email this to you because I'll go over it over the phone, but I'm going to email you all the different options because it is a lot of information. So the highest amount would be $500,000, and the longest term on that would be 15 months. And what you'll find with these terms is that typically the longer you stretch it out, the more you're going to pay back overall. Although we can put a prepayment addendum in, which allows you to pay the loan off early and get a discount. So on this particular loan, we'd be looking at on the longest term, and of course if you want to see something shorter, we can do the numbers, but I'm just going to give you the longest term just because I remember you mentioning you wanted a 2-year term. Was that the
mm-hmm.
ideal term you're looking for? Okay. So on this one, $500,000, longest term. This would not include any prepayment discounts. You'd be at about $2,111 a day, Monday through Friday. And I'll email that to you. If you want something shorter, we can look at that. Now, on a different option, I can do $250,000, and that can I can allow the 250 between 6 months all the way out to 18 months, and that would be a weekly payback. Obviously, a 6 month is going to have a lot lower overall cost than an 18 month term, but I'll send you both options. And if you were to stretch that out over the 18 month term, you'd be looking at a weekly payment of about $4,791 a week.
Okay.
You could do it daily as well, but we do have a weekly payback on that one. And this loan also, you can pay it off at any time. That particular one, you can pay it off at any time, and you get a 25% discount off any remaining interest at any time during the loan.
Okay, that was on $250,000. Okay.
That's on $250,000. Yeah, so you could do $250,000 at 6 months, or all the way up to 18 months, anywhere in the middle. I'll email you the 6 month option as well, so you can compare the overall cost of the loan.
Okay.
And that loan, on the larger one, we would need some additional financials. On the one for $250,000, that loan pretty much is ready to fund, so you can get the funds, you know, today or tomorrow if you wanted to. And there's no conditions on that one, so that one's a pretty easy one, just because the loan amount's lower than the $500,000.
Okay, so the question I had was,
sure.
I thought we initially put in a request for like up to $750,000. What happened to that?
So the highest we can go right now is $500,000 on initial loan would be the $500,000.
Would be $500,000. Okay.
Yeah. So we would be able to renew for additional funding either halfway through the term, or if you end up paying the loan off early, we could just give you a new loan again. And then, because there's a relationship now established, that's when they'll usually bump that loan amount up. We have loan amounts that, you know, could potentially go up to $2 million. So we will see that usually increase as the relationship, you know, goes on.
Okay. Just curious. Okay. And the smaller one I'm more interested in, because that, you know, there's like tons and tons of options on that. I'm just looking.
I'm sorry, the phone just cut out. What was that?
No, I said I'm looking at the what would you require from our end?
Okay, I am so sorry.
In terms of documentation.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. The phone cut out. I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay, I said, what is the documentation that you require from our end?
On which option?
On both options.
Okay, so the one on $250,000. We could either send you online documents where you would basically just do an online checkout, we call it, and that would fund, you know, could fund today or tomorrow, whenever you want that, and that's all you need for that. And then
okay.
For these $500,000, we're looking at, okay, so they're going to want to need some financials, and I believe this is because we didn't have 2015 tax return, correct? It was only 2014?
Because we did an extension. Our year is only on September 30th.
Okay, perfect. So that's fine. So we would just need your profit and loss balance sheet and then the AP and AR aging. And what else do we need? And they just want us a bank letter showing the Wells account is closed.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. Voided check, driver's license, those are standard items we need to request documents.
Driver's license, okay. I'm sure that's pretty standard.
Yeah, that's pretty standard. So one will require the full financials, the interims, and one does not need anything. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Okay, so basically you need the P&L, you need the bank letter, the license, and I guess the copy of the, and what is the, and you said what is the payment schedule on those, on the $500,000 loan?
So $500,000 would be a daily payback, Monday through Friday, and that one is 21 days a month.
Okay.
We have the longest term at 15 months currently.
Do they have weekly or monthly options on these?
Not on that program, no. Unfortunately.
Not on this program. That's interesting. You get the same amount of money. Why would they not do that weekly or monthly? It doesn't make sense.
I know. Well, in terms of the monthly, it's because a lot of our programs we do weekly, but on this particular one we don't. But in terms of the monthly, A lot of times it's because some of the loans are so large that if somebody were to miss one payment, it would be a lot of money. You know, it could be $10,000, $20,000 for some of these loans, especially if somebody picks a shorter term than, you know, a 6-month term and they're taking out $300,000 or so. It's a lot of money. And so it's something that is just helped with risk. So if somebody missed one payment, one daily payment, or a weekly, at least we can work with them if they're, you know, having an issue with the payments. But if one large payment goes by, that's just a lot of money.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. And
yeah.
And you said there's no early prepayment options on the longer program.
No, there is. So what they typically will do is custom. So they'll ask for usually a 3-month window, say months, you know, 9, 10, 11, or 10, 11, and 12. And what they'll do is they'll put in your agreement if the loan is paid during that period, then they show you what the discount is by paying it off early. So it's in your agreement, but it's custom.
Okay, so basically, so this, if it's a 15-month program, so I can pay it in mm-hmm. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, or 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. Is that the way it works?
Yes, but you'll want to request that, and then we'll put it in your agreement what your discount will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the numbers will obviously change.
You mean for the discount?
Yeah.
Yes, because obviously, there's more interest at month 3, 4, 5 than if you were paying a loan off at month 13 or 14. Loan's almost paid off, so there's really not that much interest left over.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would change. And then the one for $250, you can pay that off at any time and have the discount of 25% off the interest. So that doesn't matter, you know, what month it is.
Because when I started this conversation with Mike, based on the initial numbers that we had looked at,
sure.
He's, you know, typically as a company, they said, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. So that's the only reason why I even approached you guys.
Yeah.
My accountant is obviously, I got to figure out and see what he's done. Okay, let me know the prepayment options as well, and if okay. we decide to proceed and go on yeah. this, how long are we looking at in terms of from start to finish now?
So, in terms of a loan for $500,000, today is Thursday, so we could probably have documents out to you today. Really, it's going to depend on how quick we can get those financials back and those final funding items, and we could probably have you funded by, you know, maybe Tuesday of next week, possibly Monday. And then the
Monday's
loan for
Monday's
I will
a
not
holiday.
Be here.
It's a bank
yeah, I will
holiday.
Not be here. Yeah. So maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. And then one for $250 could fund today if you needed it to. So
see, is the $500,000 based on, how did they come at this number is my question. I was trying to figure that out because what we requested was like $750. So
yeah.
you don't do anything above $500. Is that the way it works
no, we
at,
do.
At your end?
No, we do.
Oh, you do
so,
more than $500. Okay.
Yes, we do. So just that particular program, they didn't approve it the first time around. So the cap is $500. So they can't even... On this particular program, they couldn't go above it the first approval.
Okay, so basically...
But we do have loans that go up to $1-2 million.
Okay.
It's not a reflection of your sales. That's just the max we can go with approval.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, see, what I can provide you, because I'm just looking at the documentation, I have the P&Ls. I can get it from the accountant for 2015. That's not a problem.
Okay.
I can get you the balance sheet. That also is not a
Okay.
problem. Then the Wells Fargo letter, I'm sure when we close the account, I'm sure we got a letter from them saying that, everything is closed, there's no money owed and stuff like that.
Okay.
Driver's license should not be a problem, that we should be able to get you.
Okay.
And I'm just looking at it from a standpoint of time, because you're saying you're looking at 3 days and 4 days.
Well, it really depends on when I get those items back. Some people, they don't have access to getting their financials. Sometimes it takes 3 days or so. So I usually allow for a few days for those items to come back. Those are items that we need before funding. So we can still get your documents out to you and get that processed and get that going, and then you can work on those final funding conditions.
Can you send me the details on what is required for
Yes.
the $500,000 program, and let me talk to my accountant and see what he says and what is required. And
Okay.
please put down the prepayment options on it. Along with the paperwork.
Okay, so I can't send you the documents where you can see the exact breakdown of what the early prepay discount will be, unless we actually request documents for you, and then I would need to know which months you want the discount on. But I can
You said
send you
it's.
the conversation of what we're having here. Also, are you wanting me to send you the information on the 15-month term?
Yes.
Okay, so 15 months. Okay.
I'm a little surprised because, I thought we had the sales and the thing to go for a higher number. Obviously, it's not.
Yeah, it's on the first initial approval, this is kind of where we are right now. But most likely it'll go up. I usually see it go up a lot after the relationship's been established. Will 500,000, will that work for you, do you think?
I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ideally, what
And you
day would you
said
want
it.
the funds?
I'm trying to get it done quickly because next week I'm going to be traveling. So,
Oh, you are?
I
Okay.
want to. I'm going to be in and out of the office. So I'm just trying to get it done as quickly as possible. That's the reason why I started this almost 10, 12 days ago.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to
Okay.
Mike and to Sal, they said it, if you send the statements and the thing, it's a 2, 3 day turnaround.
Right. Do you think Tuesday would work if we had it funded on Tuesday? Well, just given because Monday's a
I'm
holiday.
trying. And I know that. You have our banking statements and the other stuff. I can get it to you today, and I can get you
Yeah.
the P&Ls. I can get you the balance sheet, and I can get you the base paperwork to you. So I'm just trying to
Yeah.
figure out how quickly can
I
it be
can
done.
send you the documents. I can request the documents for you right now. I'll send you the details in an email. And if you want me to request the documents, I can send them over to you. It's best to request them sooner than later. And then you'll have the
Okay.
prepaid addendum in there as well. And even if you don't move forward, you have the documents. At least you requested them earlier in the day than later in the day. And you won't have that delay if they get busy with creating the documents. But then you have everything in front of you and you can, look at everything, all the details, all the numbers, everything that's involved. And then from there, if you wanted to move forward, you could sign the documents and then just work on the funding conditions in the meantime. But at least you have the documents being processed at that point.
Okay. So what I will do is let's do this. Let's request the documents, put in the prepay conditions on
Okay.
it. Starting with as quick as what is the earliest we can pay something like this off?
It's after 90 days.
So it starts at 90 days, okay?
Correct.
Okay, so...
Here, I'll send you an email. I'm going to send you an email, and let me know, or you can tell me right now, but I need the driver's license copy and voided check to request the documents so that the information is accurate.
Okay.
Do you want to think about what months you want the prepay on and then email that back with the driver's license copy and voided check?
Yeah, why not? Let me send that to you.
Okay.
And since it starts at 90 days, let me know the options of prepay starting at 90 days up to the end of the term.
Okay.
And then we'll see. Because the reason is I just don't want to prolong this. If I get everything to you, I'm just trying to figure out if it can be done relatively quickly.
Yes, it can, as long as it's really based
on how
quickly
this point
I
in
get
time, those items. At this point in time, what do you have from my side? You have the tax return for 1 year, I believe?
Yeah, we're good on that. We don't need that.
Okay, so you have the tax return you need the P&L and the balance sheet, which I'll get that to you.
I'm going to email you right now exactly what I need for funding and what I need to request the documents. And then, but a lot of it's very simple items. So I'm going to send this email to you. Give me about 5 minutes. I'll send it over.
Okay.
I need the driver's license copy and voided check to request the documents for you. And then that'll have the prepaid addendum. And then you can work on these other items in the meantime, because I don't need them until, you return the documents or right before funding.
Okay. Honestly speaking, if I get everything to you today, you think there is any chance of this happening for tomorrow or now?
Possibly.
Okay.
If I got all this back, it is possible.
Okay. Okay. Let me start getting this to you, and then we'll take this from there. But I will send this to you in the next half an hour to 45 minutes. I just got to get the... copy of the. I'll email you the copy of the driver's license, the copy of the voided check, and then
perfect.
And then you can send the documents back to me. You send me the list of what's required, and I'll try to put everything together and send it to you in one email instead of sending multiple emails and making it complicated.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to be sending this over to you in a few minutes.
Okay. Done.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.